AI News by Conjero.
Cloudflare is making a pretty clear move with Agent Cloud. It's no longer just for testing out agent ideas. Now GPT-5.4 and Codex are built in, and that points toward real enterprise use.
Right, and the emphasis is on production infrastructure. The idea is that enterprises can architect, deploy, monitor, and govern agentic workflows instead of treating them like experiments.
That's the big shift here. The question isn't just whether an agent can answer well or draft code. It's whether it can safely call tools, keep data boundaries intact, and operate under enterprise controls.
And Cloudflare is pitching Agent Cloud as a stack for exactly that. GPT-5.4 can handle reasoning and decisions, while Codex adds a code-centric layer for generation and manipulation.
That matters because real workflows usually go beyond a simple prompt and response. They involve retrieving context, choosing a tool, generating structured output, and then taking action in a system of record.
Exactly, so the value is in orchestration, not just inference. Enterprises need the platform to make those steps observable and policy-aware, or the whole thing stays stuck in sandbox mode.
Governance is really the gating factor. Companies want autonomy, but they also need access controls, logging, auditability, and policy enforcement around what an agent can see and do.
And once these agents are in production, every tool call becomes a security event, every data access becomes a policy question. That's why the move is less about raw capability and more about making agents acceptable to security and platform teams.
There's also a scale question. Pilot projects often fail because they're too manual or too dependent on a few engineers. Production scale has to be repeatable, contain failures, and actually reduce toil.
If that works, the payoff is practical. Code generation, workflow triage, internal support actions, and other bounded tasks can shift from novelty to operational efficiency. The metric becomes throughput and reliability, not just model performance.
But the trade-off is real. The more capable the agent, the stronger the guardrails need to be. Autonomy is useful, but uncontrolled autonomy is where the risk starts to climb.
And there's a vendor dependency angle too. Enterprises aren't just choosing a model here, they're choosing an orchestration layer and a governance model that may be hard to unwind later.
So this fits a broader market pattern. The winning enterprise AI stack is the one that combines strong models with deployment controls and operational discipline.
Yeah, and Cloudflare is signaling that Agent Cloud is meant to be a place where GPT-5.4 and Codex can run in production, inside the controls enterprises actually require.
AI News by Conjero.